At this time now, the ladies of the church will present you with the skit, Women Full of the Holy Spirit, from the Holy Scriptures.
This program will allow us to journey through time to meet Bible women who, at crucial moments under the influence of the Holy Spirit, were the instruments God used to fulfill a specific need for the people. Today, I am happy to present a great woman, one with innate leadership skills. She was chosen by God and sustained by the Holy Spirit to lead the people of Israel at a crucial time. Her name is Miriam. Maria, as many of us know her. She is the older sister of Aaron and Moses. From an early age, her parents trusted her with the care of her younger brother. She watched the small basket that held the baby while it floated on the Nile River. And when the baby was in danger, without fear and with a cool head, she offered to help. Then she introduced her own mother to the princess of Egypt as a nanny to raise the baby. Miriam is an example of a woman with strength throughout her life, beginning with her childhood. Let's listen to her story from her own lips.
Miriam, it is a privilege to have you here today. Welcome to our church. We would like to know what happened in your life during the time that Moses was away from his people.
Thank you for inviting me. I grew up in Egypt with the people of Israel. I suffered their deprivation and abuse, which was a blessing for me.
A blessing? Did I hear you correctly?
Yes, a blessing. During this time, I closely identify with my people. I become their friend, someone who understood them, and someone they could trust. Through the Holy Spirit, God was preparing me for the great responsibility of being by Aaron's side while we reintroduce Moses to these people who did not know him anymore.
Yours was a very important role in the time of discouragement for the people of Israel. That must be why they trusted you so deeply, am I right?
You are right. By the grace of the Holy Spirit, I was endowed with leadership skill. God made me his prophet, and I soon became my brother Moses' right hand in leading the women. After the Exodus, I led the women of Israel with enthusiasm as we sang praises to God on the sand dunes of the Red Sea.
What a beautiful and important and yet overwhelming task was put in front of you. Did you sometimes feel it was too much for you?
Yes. But now I understand that it was not me doing the work. The Holy Spirit worked through me. Don't think that it was easy to learn this. I made a terrible mistake against God and against Moses, his anointed one. I had to suffer from leprosy and stay outside of the camp for 7 days. But even in this moment, I felt the sustaining power of God through his Spirit. I was also encouraged by the love of my people who were paralyzed during this time waiting for my return. The Spirit touched my heart. God cured my leprosy and forgave my sins.
Thank you, Miriam, for sharing with us such a wonderful story of God's sustaining power. We'll be back in a few moments with another inspiring story.
Thank you, Miriam. And just like Miriam, let's raise a song of praise to the one who deserves all of our praise. And as we continue, the life of the woman we are about to meet shows us how someone who had no knowledge of Israel's God can be touched and used by the Holy Spirit to play an important role in God's plan. Rahab, a pagan woman, exhibits extraordinary faith in a God that had been unknown to her before. In the most important moment of her life, she shows greater faith than the spies who came to her country 40 years earlier.
Rahab, we are pleased that you have been able to share a little of your time with us this morning. We know that you have experienced a pivotal moment when your life took a new direction. You have experienced two distinct parts to your life. Please tell us about it.
Yes, I was born and raised in a completely pagan and idolatrous community. Although I was of the oldest profession in history, I wasn't proud of it, but I was very proud of the walled city of Jericho. I never thought that the walls could be destroyed. Living at the wall gave me a vantage point. I could see what was going on around me. I knew about the multitude of people who crossed the Jordan River and erected camp a few miles from the city. One day I received a visit from two of the young men. They were being followed by men from the city. I don't know why I felt in my heart the desire to help them, even though I didn't know anything about their God. I had the feeling that my life would be totally transformed from that moment on. So I made the decision to help them, even though it meant putting my own life in danger.
Did you not fear the consequences that this could bring?
Oh, yes, I was afraid. It wasn't an easy decision to make. The Spirit had already done His work in me, and His strength kept me firm in my decision to help them escape from Jericho. As a result, when the army of Israel came to invade the city, my life was preserved, as well as all my family that was with me. I made a decision to join the people of Israel, and wonder of wonders, I was greatly honored to be a part of the genealogy of the Messiah, the Savior of the world, as you now know from the record in the Gospel of Matthew.
Thank you, Rahab, for sharing with us your story of a beautiful experience of faith and for having been the human instrument to welcome the young spies and through them all of Israel to the city and the land that had been promised to them. In the same way, we should also welcome our members and our visitors.
Will you please greet the person in front of you, beside you, or behind you this morning? Greet them with your... And we are happy to have those of you who are our sisters and brothers here in this church, and we are happy to have those sisters and brothers visiting us from other churches, and some of those who are back today for us for a long time. And now we will continue. The next person, the next woman, lived in a patriarchal era, but thanks to her strong character and leadership, she became the only woman to occupy the position of judge of Israel. Please welcome Deborah.
Deborah, it must have been extremely difficult for you to live in a time when your people, whom you loved so much, were severely oppressed by pagans.
That it was. You see, God chose me to be judge of Israel. I lived in a home where there was a beautiful palm tree, and so often I delighted in just being there, sitting, listening to the voice of the Lord. The love that I felt for my people caused them to take and feel me, that I was like a mother to them. And that's the way that people, it should be, and people really need people. At a time when Israel leaders were so fearful, the Holy Spirit revealed to me that we should go to battle. Because the leaders were slack, I fiercely took the lead. The people sought my physical presence by saying, If Deborah goes, we know that God is with us. So what a great demonstration of their confidence in me.
It must have been a marvelous experience.
At a time when Israel's lead, oh, I said that. That was, it was. God gave Israel a great victory through the hands of a woman. What a beautiful song of praise that even today reverberates in my ears. I manifest before the people that the only one who deserved the praise and the honor, the only one who gives victory in battle, is the God of heaven.
Amen. Thank you, Deborah, for giving us this beautiful report. God's faithful missionaries know that the victory in battle and the glory and honor belongs to the God of heaven.
Abigail is the next Bible character we have invited this morning. This woman distinguished herself for her wisdom and her prudence. Moved by the Holy Spirit, she became the instrument of salvation for all her family. Now we will learn a little bit more about her.
What did your husband do to make David, the future king of Israel, so angry?
My husband had a mean and egotistical character that led him to unjustly treat God's anointed king. David and his men had helped us, but Nabal denied them the food they had earned and desperately needed. This rightly angered David. I realized immediately the dire consequences my husband's stupidity would bring upon us, so I asked God to help me to do the right thing. The Holy Spirit moved me to present myself before David with a gift of food for him and his men. Kneeling before him, I asked him for pardon for my husband's foolish mistake. The king understood the enormity of the sin he would have committed if he spilled the innocent blood of my family and our servants.
And what was David's reaction to your intercession?
The king praised me for the way in which I averted an injustice. You have no idea how important it was for me to sense the Holy Spirit moving upon me, giving me the right words to say, leading my steps, guiding my actions to be able to resolve this desperate situation. And then, praise God, David let go of all his anger and praised the Lord for restraining him.
Thank you, Abigail, for sharing your experience and your confidence in God's power to solve extreme situations. In the same manner in which King David delighted in praising God by composing, singing, and sharing psalms of praise to our Creator, this morning we would delight in praising God's name as we enjoy special music.
The next woman fulfilled the dream that many of us have had as little girls, that of becoming a queen or a princess in a beautiful kingdom. Esther was an orphan who grew up with her uncle Mordecai. He taught her to trust God and depend on him to lead in all of her decisions. This gave Esther the strength to face the greatest challenge of her life. Let's get to know this brave woman a little better.
Queen Esther, how was your experience as the queen living in the grandest palace of Persia in the world of your time?
Oh, it was such a huge change in my life, coming to the palace, the king's palace, as his wife. But I believe that God brought me to the exact spot he wanted me. My people were suffering. They were facing a decree of death. But the Holy Spirit showed me that I needed to fast and pray so I can obtain the strength to do what I must. I also invited my people to fast and pray so that I could find grace in the king.
Did you know the risk you were taking as you went before the king without being asked by the king to come into his presence?
Oh, yes, I did. But through this whole experience, this whole ordeal, I also felt the sustaining power, the strength of the Holy Spirit within me. Because on my own, I could have never attempted to go to the throne, much less arrived in one piece. Mm. But without depending entirely on the blessing and help of the Holy Spirit, I would have been completely lost. And after 3 days of fasting and praying, the Holy Spirit, I felt like I was certain, and I decided to go. And if I perished, I perished. But approaching the throne, I presented myself to my husband, the king, and by the grace of God, I presented my petition, and the lives of my people were saved by the grace of God.
Queen Esther, what a beautiful story of valor and of dependence on God's power we see through your life and your bravery. Thank you for sharing it with us today. As you did in your time, we would also like to promote spiritual growth in all aspects of our life. Thank you.
For hundreds and hundreds of years, the young Israelite women expected the fulfillment of the promise. And that promise is in capital letters. Each one hoped to be chosen to be the mother of the Messiah, the hope and expectation of all Israel. Mary, a young, humble girl who had been brought up one of the poorest, most run-down villages in Israel, was chosen to bear the grandest responsibilities ever entrusted to a woman. She became the earthly mother of the Savior of the world. I'm certain we are anxious to hear from her.
It is truly an honor for us to have you among us. What a great responsibility you were given at such a tender age. Did you feel prepared for this?
When the majesty of heaven descended as a baby, I was chosen to care for him. Yes, it was a great responsibility, and I was required to educate him, to cultivate his principles, and to guide the formation of his character. I was asked to raise this child who is the Savior of the world. What an incredible honor and responsibility. Not one detail of his physical, mental, or spiritual development was to be neglected. I learned to depend completely upon the Holy Spirit to guide me while guiding him. I saw him grow in stature and in grace before God and men, and I was just a little proud to see him talking with the learned teachers at the temple and in local synagogues with wisdom far beyond me.
As his mother, it must have been incredibly hard for you to see the last scenes of his life here on earth.
My heart bled as I watched my son die on the cross for those who, even at this moment of his moment of death, would reject him. I just don't know what I would have done without the power of the Holy Spirit strengthening me and sustaining me in that hour of need. Today, my son is not physically with me, but I raise a song of praise because I know that he fulfilled the great purpose of his life on earth. What a wonderful privilege and responsibility given to me as a mother.
Thank you for visiting us and allowing the Holy Spirit to guide and give you wisdom to bring up your special child in his way. What a beautiful legacy you have left to all mothers, the legacy of love, devotion, and complete dependence on divine guidance to accomplish the task entrusted to so many of us, the blessed task of raising children. Like Deborah and Anna, you were known for your songs of praise. As these women praised our Creator and Savior, we'll sing our praises to the beautiful hymn, number 1, Praise the Lord, in your hymnal. Number 1.
Today we have talked about the women in the Bible who, just like us, were ordinary human beings. Yet they were examples of the tremendous influence women may have when they allow the Holy Spirit to lead them. They became a blessing, not only to their families, but also to their communities and far beyond. Like these Bible women, our lives may spread blessings far beyond what we can ever imagine. May God help us as we seize the power of the Holy Spirit. That is our prayer today and every day. And may we pray. Thank you, Father, for this opportunity that we have had to show some of the women that you blessed with your Holy Spirit and how they used that gift that was tendered to them. We thank you that you are not a God who looks on just some women. You look on all of us.
Thank you.
And you have granted to each one of us a special gift, a talent. And not just to the women, you have granted that to the men too. Please help us, Lord, to understand what that is that you have given to us as a special privilege and responsibility. And may we, like these women of old, put them to the use for which they were granted, so that soon and very soon we will have used what you have given to us to take this three angels message, the last day message, to the world, so that your Son can come in the glory of you and all of the holy angels and take us home with you. We ask with all of our hearts today that we would recognize what our gifts are and that we would use them to honor and glorify you. In the name of your Son, we pray. Amen.
Amen.